Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We have an extraordinary show for you today. This week, wow, the censorship of science that's working to protect people from toxins in food and water. We've got a couple of big breaking stories to start with here. First, the Environmental Working Group has put out a new study showing that 70% of the fresh produce sold in U.S. grocery stores is contaminated with toxic pesticides, many of which cause cancer. Now, the U.S. food supply is toxic, and it is toxic in ways that you won't experience in Europe. For example, the European Union banned one chemical called Dacthal. D-A-C-T-H-A-L, Dacthal. It's a pesticide. It causes cancer. It's been illegal in the EU for 10 years. And yet, according to even the USDA's own tests in the United States, 60% of the kale sold at grocery stores in the United States contains this toxic cancer-causing chemical, Dacthal, which in my lab, we have a nickname for it, Deathol. We just call it Deathol because it just kills everybody. Look, there's a dirty little secret about foods and nutritional supplements and superfoods and all these things. You know, I run healthrangerstore.com. We buy tons of raw materials every month to manufacture, you know, supplements and superfoods and things like that. Now, as part of that process, we test a lot of raw materials using our own lab. And in those tests, we find so many toxins and just such high levels of lead and cadmium and pesticides and herbicides that we end up rejecting 80% of the raw materials. And what I learned is that a lot of these were, like the manufacturers or the growers, they would try to sell these products to the European Union. And the EU would reject them because they're too toxic or they contain an illegal pesticide chemical that's been banned in the EU. So these same companies turn around and they dump those products in the United States because the EPA has sold you out. The FDA has sold you out. The EPA works with the pesticide industry. The EPA is pro-pesticides. And so is the USDA, by the way. They've all sold out. All these government regulators have sold out. They're all traitors. They've betrayed the American people. I mean, the USDA right now, I'm sorry, the EPA right now is trying to defend a chemical, keep it legal, keep it on the market that causes birth defects. It's insane. Like any deadly toxic chemical, the EPA loves it, the USDA loves it, the FDA loves it. They're not doing their jobs. They're actually working on behalf of the poison pesticide corporations like DuPont and Bayer, which now owns Monsanto. It's insane. So the U.S. has become this dumping ground of all these raw materials. I mean, everything from resveratrol powder, by the way, which is heavily contaminated with pesticides. We've done the test. It's insane. To turmeric root, which is heavily contaminated with lead. All these other, you know, superfoods, supplements, powders, I mean, protein powders, vitamins, all these things. When they can't be sold in the EU, they get dumped in the U.S., and U.S. consumers buy them and eat them because, well, it's not illegal to poison U.S. customers, is it? That's insane. So grocery stores are basically in the business of selling poisons that destroy your health. And the food industry knows that their products harm people to such an extent that they will need medication. And so the pharmaceutical industry works hand in hand with the food industry. See, big agriculture poisons you with toxic chemicals. And then big pharma profits off of your disease and suffering by giving you more toxic chemicals that never solve the underlying health problem, but just sort of keep the disease process going. It's a 1-2 punch of chemical evil. The food companies and the pharmaceutical companies. Food companies poison you, pharmaceutical companies make money off of poisoning you while continuing to poison you with new poisons. It's insane. And then the social media tech giants ban anybody who tells the truth about this because they are in bed with these same industries as well. It's bad out there. You are being poisoned to death through the food supply. Stay with us here on Counterthink. Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with more coverage.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So welcome back to Counterthink. Let me give you some more details about the Environmental Working Group's study of pesticides and herbicides in U.S. produce. Not only did they find that 70% of the U.S. fresh produce food supply is contaminated with these toxic, cancer-causing chemicals, they also found that 90%, well, I'm sorry, this isn't the EWG's research on this one, but it's known that 90% of Americans have detectable pesticide levels in their urine and in their blood. Now, the USDA found a total of 225 different pesticides on popular fruits and vegetables that Americans eat every day. That's from the EWG. And they found that avocados have some of the lowest levels of pesticides, as well as pineapples. Very low. Why is that? Because they have thick skin. Bugs can't get through the avocado skin. Not very easily. Bugs can't get through pineapples. You ever try to eat pineapple skin? Nah, that's difficult. So what bugs like to get into are soft fruits and vegetables, such as strawberries. And strawberries are one of the worst. So if you're eating non-organic strawberries, you are poisoning yourself. If you're eating non-organic kale, you are poisoning yourself. And all of these companies, they know that they're doing this. But they rely on the fact that pesticides are invisible to the human eye. You can't see them. In fact, if you want to see them, you have to build a multi-million dollar laboratory, as I did. And you have to go through years of training and many, many weeks of classes, and you have to learn the basics of organic chemistry, and you have to learn, I mean, it's the training that I went through over the last, 4 years now, it's intense. It's difficult. It's PhD level stuff. In fact, all the people who train me are PhDs for the most part. And then you can start to see pesticides if you know what you're doing and if you have the budget for it. You know, just one of these mass spec instruments, like our triple quad in our lab, I think that instrument was $450,000 for one instrument. And it costs about $1,000 a month in electricity just to keep the vacuum pumps running. So this is not an easy thing to see pesticides. And the industry counts on that. They rely on people not being able to see them. They know that they can feed you poison if you just can't see it. And so you are eating poison every time you go to the grocery store. If you purchase non-organic foods, you're eating poison. You're killing yourself. Now, all pesticides are poisons. That's what pesticide means, is something that kills pests. In order to function as a pesticide, it has to kill living organisms. If it doesn't kill living organisms, it doesn't work. That's why they spray it on the food, to kill living organisms. And then the big lie from the pesticide industry is where they falsely claim, oh, don't worry, it disappears. Like what, magic? Really? All right, did you people get taught by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or something? Because you believe in magic. No, these molecules don't just disappear, do they? They stick around. They go into the food. They get grown into the food. They get taken up by the leaves and sometimes taken up by the roots. And so when an apple is non-organic, when it's a conventionally grown apple and it's been sprayed with pesticides and fungicides, those chemicals are found throughout the apple. And so one of the big ahas from this is that the USDA's tests on these fruits and vegetables already washed them. So they would go out to grocery stores and they would buy fresh produce. They would wash it and peel it the way a normal just like an average American consumer would wash something or peel something and then prepare it, you know, for a family meal or their own meal, whatever. But they still found the pesticides. That's because the pesticide chemicals are embedded throughout every cell of the fruit or every cell of the vegetables. In fact, in our laboratory, when we're doing pesticide extraction, we have to break the cell walls. We have many different methods to do that. We have a giant shaking machine. It's like a giant paint shaker, and it shakes samples with almost like shearing stones in them to break open the cell walls. And then we use strong chemical solvents such as methanol or acetonitrile to pull chemicals out of cell walls. And we can find pesticides in the core of an apple. We can find pesticides in any part of a plant that's been sprayed, you know, like kale or cabbage or broccoli or strawberries. It's all throughout the plant. You can't wash it off, people. If you're not buying organic, you're poisoning yourself. Now, a lot of these pesticides work by poisoning the nervous system. This is how they kill bugs. The bugs get frazzled and fried to death in terms of their neurology. Their nervous system shuts down. They can't function. They can't breathe. They can't think. Not that they think that much, but they still need functioning nervous systems. They can't see. Sometimes some of the pesticides make the pests vulnerable to predators by weakening their defenses, things like that. Well, what kind of epidemic do we see in America across all the people who are eating these toxic pesticides? A massive wave of Alzheimer's and dementia and neurological disorders. This is not a coincidence, people. The neurological disorders are a direct result of people eating neurological toxins, or what are called neurotoxins. Pesticides are neurotoxins. In fact, some pesticides mimic the biological pathways of nerve toxins, of actual chemical weapon systems. Some of them cause effects that might be found in certain pharmaceuticals, for example, such as what's called acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, that harms your brain function, makes it so you can't think straight, you can't remember. Sometimes you can't even remember your own family, you know, when you get enough damage. You ever had a grandparent or a great-grandparent, or maybe if you're old enough, one of your own parents has just lost their ability to even recognize you? It's very sad when that happens. You wonder, what has gone wrong? What has damaged this person's brain, the physical brain, so much that even their soul is like trapped inside their brain, and the soul can't communicate with the world anymore because the brain is damaged. That's pesticides, people. That's people. Consumers are eating that every day. You're eating poison that's damaging your brain every day, and it's in the grocery stores. This is bigger than big tobacco. Big tobacco sold products that caused cancer and heart disease and killed people. Their products kill people. And the food industry is selling products that kill even more people. Because not everybody smoked, but everybody eats. Everybody eats. What we need nationwide right now is a massive class action lawsuit against the food companies for the mass poisoning of the American people. A class action lawsuit against the EPA and the USDA for collusion and racketeering with the food giants, with the pesticide chemical companies. A massive coordinated conspiracy to mass poison the American people, knowing that it would benefit the profits and bottom line of the drug companies that would earn billions every year from selling Alzheimer's drugs to people who are victims of the toxic food industry, the pesticide industry. It's that bad. It's that damaging. It's totally insane. And now, as I'll talk about in the upcoming segment, it's about to get even worse, way worse than what you thought, because now the tech giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of which have banned me, by the way, they are about to ban any talk about the toxicity of pesticides. They've already begun banning information about fluoride. And they've begun banning information about anti-cancer foods and any talk about GMOs or pharmaceuticals or vaccines. It's not going to be long. In fact, this is right around the corner. They're going to start banning you if you say that pesticides are poison. If you say that glyphosate, an herbicide, causes cancer, even though this has been confirmed by multiple jury decisions in courts of law, if you say that, you will be banned because they will say that your speech is a threat to public health. And you might ask, wait a minute, how can warning people about toxins and poisons, how can that be a threat to public health? Well, what they really mean is it's a threat to corporate profits. And Facebook is in bed with Big Pharma and the Monsantos of the world and the Bayers of the world, the pharmaceutical industry. And so is Twitter and so is Google and so is YouTube and all of them. They've all sold you out. They've sold us all out. We are being poisoned to death on purpose, and there is a massive cover-up to make sure you never hear the truth. That's why Counterthink is so important. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, here's something else that's truly extraordinary. Facebook just banned my website, naturalnews.com. We were banned for 7 days for posting an educational meme, just kind of like a little visual chart, on the toxicity of fluoride in the water supply. We gave a little history of fluoride, like, oh, Crest toothpaste started using fluoride in 1955. You know, and to talk about how fluoride damages brains and how even Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich used fluoride to sedate prisoners during the Holocaust, which is true. It's a true fact. So we were banned for 7 days. And, of course, there was no explanation given. They just said, well, you violated community guidelines. And you start to think to yourself, wait a second. Facebook community guidelines, what, they don't allow someone to talk about toxic chemicals? You can't talk about fluoride being toxic when it is? You can't talk about pesticides being toxic? This is what's coming. The censorship began with political censorship, and it really focused on Alex Jones, Infowars.com, right? They said, well, we got to censor Alex because he said some mean things about Sandy Hook children. Even though they took his quotes out of context, they built this case to say, well, he should be demonized, he should be deplatformed. You see, it was all a test case. It was all designed to see, could they get away with it? Could they deplatform Alex Jones and silence him without much of a backlash? And they did. And President Trump sat by and did nothing so far to protect Alex Jones, who, quite honestly, helped President Trump get elected in a pretty big way. And nobody in the Senate said anything. Nobody in Congress. The regulators were silent. The DOJ was silent. So they set this precedent to ban Alex Jones. And then they said, well, what else can we ban to protect the globalists and the corporate interests? Well, they plotted in dark, smoky rooms, right? They plotted. Well, they said to themselves, let's ban talk about nutrition. Let's ban anybody who questions the propaganda on vaccines. And they've done that. Facebook has banned basically all conversations about vaccines except the pro-vaccine information. So if you even talk about the ingredients in a vaccine, that's considered anti-vax information. It's considered anti-science. Even just talking about the science of vaccines. So you can go to the CDC's website, and you can pull up vaccine ingredients on chickenpox vaccines, and you can see, guess what? There's aborted human fetal cell lines that are used to make ingredients that go into chickenpox vaccines. And you can see on the vaccine insert sheet that it says, well, anybody who gets the chickenpox vaccine can shed chickenpox viruses, varicella, and they can infect others with chickenpox. So wait a minute. Are you saying that someone who gets vaccinated can spread that disease to other people? Yes, it's written right on the sheet. It says that. But if you say it, you will be banned. Because facts are now the new hate speech. And so, anti-cancer information is also now considered what? Oh, a public health threat. So if you go online and you say, guess what? You can prevent cancer with vitamin D. You can find anti-cancer foods at the grocery store. You can go get yourself some organic celery, and it's got anti-cancer nutrients in it. Organic oranges, organic red grapes, grape seeds, and grape peels with resveratrol in them, naturally. That's anti-cancer. There are anti-cancer nutrients in broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage, cauliflower, all the cruciferous vegetables. Almost all of them contain sulforaphane, which is a powerful anti-cancer nutrient. And you can just go on down the list. So many anti-cancer nutrients in the foods, even the pigments, the anthocyanidins, and things like that. You can find them across the food supply. This is straight science. This is botany. But if you cite botany, oh, you're going to be banned because you're a danger to public health because you are teaching people how to not need chemotherapy. You see, you are denying revenue to the pharmaceutical industry. So you are deemed a threat to public health. And you might be one of those anti-vaxxers too, someone who dares to say that, why are we injecting a six-month-old infant with vaccines to protect them against sharing drug needles and sexually transmitted diseases from prostitutes? I hope your six-month-old baby isn't visiting prostitutes, but the vaccine industry wants your baby to be protected from prostitutes and drug users at 6 months of age, and they insist that you give them that shot, no matter what the risk. And they insist that anybody who dares to point out the insanity, the ludicrousness of that is, oh, you're a threat to public health. Didn't you know that? You might also be one of those make America great again people. Yeah, you're a patriot, an evil patriot. You're a racist and a bigot. You think that a country should have borders. You obviously hate brown people or whatever they want to say. Well, you support Trump. You must be an evil. Oh, you own guns? You own guns? What kind of evil person owns guns? You know, this is what they've become now. So let me get this straight. Let's just run down the list here. The tech giants believe that all the following things are bad. America, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, homeschooling, natural medicine, growing your own food, eating organic, eating anti-cancer foods, taking herbal medicine, self-reliance, food storage. They hate everything that is important for our survival. And ultimately, and I've said this before, that's because the radical left is a death cult. What does the radical left promote? What do they promote? Pesticides. They promote toxic vaccines. They promote mass slaughter of disarmed people by corrupt governments. They promote socialism, i.e. starvation. They promote communism, mass death, just government genocide. That's what history shows us happens from communism. They support the country being overrun. They don't like America. And they support everything that's going to kill you, the psychiatric drugging of your children, chemotherapy for your grandmother, and endless pharmaceuticals for you. Oh, and fluoride in your water supply too. Liberals love that because they wouldn't want you to have any brain function left, because then you might watch CNN and go, ha, fake news. No, if you have enough fluoride in your water, you're just going to watch CNN and go, makes sense to me, because that's what liberals want you to be, is a dumbed down, chemically contaminated, poisoned socialist. Because how else are you going to be? There's no way you could even believe what Ocasio-Cortez says unless you have a lobotomy. You have to be brain damaged to sign up for anything that these leftists are pushing. Elizabeth Warren. Race reparations. Even though nobody living in America today either owned slaves or was a slave, none of us. She wants race reparations because she doesn't understand economics. And that everybody, by the way, if you go back far enough, all of our ancestors were Africans. So we're all African Americans. Liz, do the math on that. Huh. So all of us should get reparations. from who? Well, all the rest of us. I mean, she's insane. But this is my point. The agenda of mass poisoning is for a specific purpose. We'll be back with much more straight ahead.
By Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, in the last half of today's show, I'm going to cover how to defend yourself against all this poison. You know, all these assaults on your health, you know, everything we've talked about. But realize that it's the information that is also toxic to you. Almost all the sources of information that are being broadcast to you through the left-wing media, just corporate media in general, and even through food marketing and pharmaceutical marketing and advertising and what your doctors are telling you because they've been bribed by the drug companies, all of this information is toxic. And importantly, listen up, all of it is designed to get you to take actions against your own self-interest. So think about it. The drug companies, their interest is in keeping you sick so they can keep making money off of you. But your interest should be getting off of pharmaceuticals and getting healthy to where you don't need them. Do you understand that these two interests are in conflict? The drug companies don't want you to be off of their drugs. That would be a contradiction of their entire business model. So of course they don't want you to prevent disease. Of course they pressure the FDA to attack natural supplements. Because if you get healthy and you prevent disease and you get off of antidepressants and so on, you don't need the drugs. Believe me, you weren't born with a pharmaceutical deficiency. You might have been born with an actual nutritional deficiency or a mineral deficiency. You might be living in a way that leaves you deficient in nutrients, minerals, you know, plant-based phytochemicals, as they're called, but you're not deficient in any pharmaceutical. You weren't born just to be a slave puppet matrix vessel of the drug companies, although they want to convince you that you are. So all these messages that come to you are designed to get you to act against your self-interest. So they want you to eat food that's poisonous. The big food companies even engineer their foods to be highly addictive. They use artificial flavors, artificial chemicals, and addictive substances. In some ways, even aspartame can be addictive to some people. This is way beyond big tobacco. This is way beyond opioids. This is about food addictions and how the addictive properties of foods are built into the foods themselves. They're engineered into the recipe with high sodium, high MSG, flavor enhancers, and other chemicals that are used to make those foods addictive. So the toxins that assault you are toxins that you have to be able to stand up against. And let me remind you of the Russia collusion hoax that has now completely imploded. For 2 years, we were all told by the left-wing media that Trump's going to jail, that Trump colluded with the Russians, that there's evidence, that there's going to be massive arrests, that Trump wouldn't even finish out his first term. It's going to be over. He's going to be marched out of the White House in handcuffs. And this was drilled into the heads of people hundreds of thousands of times by people like Joy Behar and Rachel Maddow and, you know, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, Huffington Post, MSNBC. Just goes on and on. But it was all fake. 500,000 plus articles were written about this. They were all fake. Where's the national retraction? Where's the national apology to Trump and the independent media that got it right? Even Glenn Greenwald is up in arms over the total failure of the media to do its job. But you see, for 2 years, you were subjected to this toxic message. You were told that Trump was a criminal. You were told that the 2016 election was stolen by the Russians. You were told that it was all illegitimate. And you were told that if you defended Trump, that you were working with the Russians, that you were a Russian agent. The whole thing was a massive propaganda disinfo operation. But that is exactly what is happening in the realm of food and medicine and science and vaccines. You are being subjected to, for example, a vaccine propaganda information agenda that is exactly the same as the Russia collusion hoax. Vaccines, this idea that vaccines always work, it's a hoax. The idea that vaccines have no risks, that's a hoax. And those who push the vaccine hoax are pushing it in exactly the same way that the Russia collusion hoaxers pushed that hoax. And they're just as false and fraudulent. They're just as dishonest. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to convince you to take actions against your own self-interest. In fact, vaccines are marketed in exactly the same way that addictive foods are marketed. If you take vaccines, it actually weakens your immune system, makes you more susceptible to infections. And then you get sick and you think to yourself, oh, I must need a vaccine. So vaccines actually cause the outbreaks of disease that promotes the embracing of more vaccines by more people. Vaccines cause the problem that they claim to solve. And this is true across, you know, the food industry, like diet foods. You know, diet foods loaded with processed ingredients. They make you fat, but they claim to be helping you lose weight. What about diet soda? What a joke, right? Heavily laden with phosphoric acid and toxic chemical sweetener ingredients that make you fat. Diet sodas make you fat. You look at people who drink diet soda, and these are not thin people. It should be self-evident. But they convince you that diet soda will make you thin, even though it does exactly the opposite, so that it causes the problem that it claims to solve. Same thing with statin drugs that cause cardiovascular problems. Osteoporosis drugs cause bone disorders. Fluoride causes problems with your teeth. And similarly, if you believe what the left-wing media is telling you, then you are falling for this total scam, which is that liberalism or progressivism causes the very problems in society that it claims to be eliminating. You know, liberalism claims to eliminate poverty, but it causes poverty, doesn't it? I mean, mass poverty. Even leftists claim to have the best education and to be the brightest people in the country. Well, California actually ranks at the bottom of the scale. California has the lowest education standards, not standards, but results in America. The people of California, across the board, have the lowest IQs, the lowest intelligence, the lowest education of anybody in America. Lower than, you know, Louisiana or other places that the left has always pointed to, or even Texas. The left has pointed to Texas and said, well, look, Texas has a bad education system, teaching people the Bible, things like that. Well, California scores the lowest of the low because liberalism causes the problems that it claims to solve. You know, it's incredible. Like, you look at this Green New Deal from Ocasio-Cortez, claims to save the planet. But how would it accomplish that? By destroying humanity. Mass starvation, food supply collapse, total collapse of human civilization. Yeah, if you think that's saving the planet, go for it, but don't drag the rest of us down with you. So to defend yourself against all of this, you need to practice mental self-defense. You need to understand that almost every message that you are being subjected to is a lie that is engineered to control your mind. I was traveling in a major city in Texas recently, not Austin, another city, and I was just noticing, because I was riding as a passenger, and I was looking at all the billboards, because I don't get out into the city that much, and I looked at all the billboards, and I was just fascinated by the fact that every billboard I saw, the message was a lie. There'd be like a cancer center billboard like, we care, you can, you know, heal from cancer. And it shows a child with a scarf on her head because all her hair has fallen out because she's been poisoned with chemotherapy. The billboard is a big lie. You know, another billboard about some kind of medical center. Another billboard about some corporation selling food. And it was just lie after lie after lie. All these billboards are lies. And when you turn on the TV and see CNN, it's all lies. Every message is a lie from CNN. Every message is twisted. They're all designed to trap you and enslave you in a system of your own self-destruction. And defending against that takes a tremendous amount of courage and a sense of awareness. That's what Counterthink is all about. We'll be back with more.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world. X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source. But I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Now, defending your psyche requires that you also defend your physical brain, this physical organ. And this is why I've been such a strong advocate of nutrition all these years. This is why I practice nutrition. And this is why I've really worked hard to protect my brain and to protect my ability to function cognitively, to keep learning, to raise awareness. And in this segment here on Counterthink, the last segment of today's show, I'm going to share with you some things that you can do nutritionally to protect your brain. And I think really the number one thing is, let's talk about inflammation versus anti-inflammatory effects. Now, inflammation is the underlying cause of, in many cases, cancer. There can be other causes as well. There can be radiation, there can be chemical exposure, and so on. But inflammation is one of the underlying causes, and inflammation is also one of the underlying causes of neurological disorders. And even, by the way, heart disease and cardiovascular disorders. So you have systemic inflammation, which you could say it's irritation of the tissues, causing tissues to hyper-react to the reality that they're exposed to, the chemical reality, the blood circulating in your body, which may be toxic if it's full of toxic chemicals, right? Systemic inflammation, it is the number one cause of all disease, really. It's the underlying factor. Now, there are other factors after that. You could talk about certain cellular functions. You could talk about chemicals. You know, you could talk about enzyme reactions and things like that. But underneath it all, it's inflammation. So if you're eating a pro-inflammation diet or living a pro-inflammation lifestyle, you're eventually going to get diagnosed with all these conditions. You can't even tell which one's going to kill you first, let's say. But sooner or later, one of them is going to kill you. So a pro-inflammation lifestyle will also harm your brain, and it will prevent your brain from being able to think clearly and from being able to defend yourself against all these toxic messages and toxic assaults. So in addition to all these things that I've mentioned in this episode, the toxic chemicals, the pesticides, the fluoride, the GMOs, the electromagnetic radiation, 5G cell towers, all this. In addition to all that, if you are also living a pro-inflammation lifestyle, then your life is going to be relatively short. And you're going to get diagnosed with some kind of diseases at some point. because that's what inflammation leads to. Now, you may get diagnosed with liver disease. You may get diagnosed with diabetes. You know, you could get diagnosed with dementia, whatever. There's going to be some different label, some different diagnosis, which is basically a different physiological interpretation of how inflammation appears first in your body. You don't know how it's going to emerge. But if you're living a pro-inflammation lifestyle, you're going to be hit by these diseases. If you're living an anti-inflammation lifestyle, which I'll talk about here, some very specific things in a second, then you can resist many of the toxic chemical assaults. You can recover better from a vaccine if you are forced to get one at gunpoint by the medical police state. You can recover from 5G exposure or Wi-Fi exposure. You can better resist and adapt. You can overcome physiologically. Your body knows how to do this automatically if you're leading an anti-inflammation lifestyle. And some of the key sources for this, or the key vectors, are, of course, food, water, personal care products, stress, that is mind-body medicine, and environment, including the air you breathe. So let's cover these in a very quick summary here. What is pro-inflammation? What's causing inflammation? Well, in terms of food, it's fried foods. It's non-organic foods, foods that are laced with pesticides and herbicides, all causing, at different degrees, inflammation in your body. Water, that would be polluted water. If you're drinking municipal tap water with chlorine in it, it's causing inflammation at some level. If you are taking pharmaceuticals, if you're smoking cigarettes, if you're exposed to a lot of 5G, a lot of Wi-Fi, if you're wearing those, what are those called? The Apple ear pods. You stick them in your ears and they're broadcasting Bluetooth, I think, inside your head. These are pro-inflammation types of things, and you have to eliminate these things. And cosmetics, if you're putting toxic soap, toxic shampoo, toxic laundry detergents, I can't tell you how many people think they're leading a healthy lifestyle, and you smell their laundry, and it's just full of toxic fragrance. They're using these fabric softeners and dryer sheets and detergents that they think are clean because they're labeled as free and clear, but they're full of toxic chemicals. It's insane. You gotta switch your lifestyle to stop all the chemical insults on your body. But food is huge. If you're eating French fries and bacon every day, it's probably not the best thing for you. And even milk, because it's processed, it's homogenized, the fats have been artificially altered. Not good for you. But now, if you talk about what is anti-inflammation, here we go. Lots and lots of supplements are anti-inflammation across the board. And those include, for example, turmeric. It's probably the number one anti-inflammatory. It's very powerful. I drink it every day. I put a big heaping tablespoon of turmeric into my smoothie every morning. So I'm drinking several grams of turmeric every day. Astaxanthin, yeah, this is a fat-soluble carotenoid. It's 300 times more powerful than vitamin C in terms of its antioxidant capability. But what's unique about it is it's fat-soluble. So it gets transported in your body to where your fat cells are. Well, guess what? Neurological cells, brain cells, are fat cells. And astaxanthin passes through the blood-brain barrier. So if you take astaxanthin with something like fish oils, or flaxseed oil, or chia seeds, or some other kind of fat, then it gets transported with that fat around your body. Astaxanthin, it's one of my top supplements of all time. So you need to be taking turmeric, astaxanthin, and vitamin C. Vitamin C is, of course, a potent water-soluble antioxidant. You know, ascorbic acid or sodium ascorbate if you want a buffered version. It's very potent. This is the master nutrient for lifelong health. It is extraordinary in its implications, and it's almost impossible to overdose on it. I mean, some people take even up to 50 grams a day. I'm not recommending that much. If you take too much, you'll just have loose stools. But because it's water soluble, it gets eliminated from your body quickly. That's why I take vitamin C at least twice a day. And if I remember it, I take it three times a day. Because you have to constantly replenish vitamin C in your body. Now, if you eliminate the toxic foods and the toxic laundry detergents and the toxic fragrance products, and you minimize your exposure to 5G and Wi-Fi and all these other things, and then you take these protective supplements like turmeric, like astaxanthin, vitamin C, and many others. For example, licorice root extract can protect your liver from the toxic effects of acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. It can protect your liver against alcohol damage. Licorice root has glycyrrhizin, which is a liver protective nutrient, or what's called hepatoprotective, meaning it protects your liver. There's so many powerful herbs and supplements, including holy basil leaf, oregano oil, and so on, that you can actually protect yourself in many, many ways from a lot of the toxic inflammation insults that might be present in your food and in even personal care products. But you got to throw out your toxic products. Throw out that toxic shampoo that you bought at Walmart, please, and deodorants and soaps and skin lotions. You wouldn't believe how many people are poisoning themselves with toxic skin lotion. And they can't even smell it anymore because their sense of smell has been burned out because they've put so much toxin on so many toxins on themselves, they can't even detect them anymore, but I can smell it. And I tell them, I can tell when people have put on, you know, lotions that are toxic or they've used shampoo that's toxic, and I tell them, why are you poisoning yourself? Why would you choose to do that when you could make a different choice and you don't have to poison yourself? It's so simple. Another thing you can do is eat fruit with every meal. Fruit fiber binds up pro-inflammation molecules that are found in meals, especially cooked meals, including acrylamides and burned meat and burned fat in barbecue type of meals. So eat an apple before every meal. It's amazing what it does. And fruit pectin, fruit fiber, is even more effective in many ways than vegetable fiber. Eat fruit, or you can even buy grapefruit pectin, and you can take that. It's soluble fiber. You can take that, and it will bind up with many of the toxins in your food. There are a huge number of things that you can do to protect yourself. I've just mentioned a few of them. If you want to learn more, read my website, naturalnews.com. We're covering it every single day. You can survive this onslaught of toxins and lies from the media and toxic food and toxic medicine and toxic electromagnetic fields. You can survive it. You just have to have this knowledge, and that's what I'm dedicated to sharing. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening or watching Counterthink. Find more episodes at counterthink.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.